Okay. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to our village board meeting. Would you stand for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Evening, everyone. We will call our meeting to order. Roll call. Trustee Harris is excused. Trustee Genrich.
Here.
Trustee Atwood.
Here.
President Rafter here. Trustee Green.
Here.
Trustee Sampson is excused. Trustee Deutsch.
Here.
Okay. One change to the agenda is we are going to scratch number 8 from this evening's agenda. Are there any other requests to modify the agenda? Or do I have a motion to adopt?
I move to adopt the amended agenda.
Okay, we have a motion to adopt the amended agenda in a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Pardon me? Oh, I didn't get a second. Who wants a second? Trustee Deutsch.
We were testing.
We now have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Item 3, announcements, 2023 budget schedule. The budget schedule. Are we on, we're on pace here, Julie?
We are.
Okay. So the next milestone, or the last milestone was last night, or yesterday, the high-level budget meeting with the Personnel and Finance Ad Hoc Committee. Our next meeting is October 3rd with the department heads, with Administrator Lang and myself. October 10th, the budget books will be distributed to the village board and department heads, and we'll have one or two budget workshops here in this room, either Monday, October 17th at 5, well, we will have one October 17th at 5 p.m., and if needed, we will have a second at 5 p.m. on October 19th in this room. We will then publish the budget, hopefully, on October 31st and have a budget hearing in this room on November 15th at 6:30. Item number 3B, Trevor. Or, I'm sorry. Yes, Trevor.
Yeah, the village did hire a new voting inspector, Mike Leifert. He started yesterday. Looking forward to having him aboard. I think he's going to be a good fit. He brings 7 years of experience in inspection. So there will be some training and other things that are needed, but I don't expect that to be long.
Wonderful. Welcome to Mike. Any other announcements from my fellow trustees? I just have one. Yesterday I had the pleasure to ride a bus for 10 minutes with 50 or so realtors. They were going throughout Brown County to see, learn more about the communities, and I got to tell them all about this great place known as Alloway for 10 minutes and told them about all the great opportunities and why people love to live here. Any other announcements from staff? Hearing none, we will move on to item number 4, a presentation, review of 2023 Central Brown County Water Authority budget.
Anyways, we have Nick Sparacio here, General Manager, Central Brown County Water Authority, to provide a presentation on next year's budget.
Good. Welcome, Nick. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Hope everybody here is doing well. Thanks for having me once again. Budget time is always challenging.
Would you be kind enough to give us your name and address?
Yeah, you bet. You bet. Nick Sparacio, 2920 South Webster Avenue.
Thank you.
Yeah, so one of our goals with Central Brown County Water Authority is to get out ahead of your municipal budgeting process so you know what to expect in terms of water purchase expenses. So, I have plenty of information here. I'm going to really try to hit the highlights. So if you have questions on anything, you want me to go deeper on anything, just let me know.
Okay.
We'll give the overview here. So as we look to 2023, it's helpful to take a look back at times, and especially when we have things to celebrate, accomplishments that happened over the prior year. So that's the next slide here, and just highlighted a few of the key accomplishments in blue. The first one is we added the Village of Denmark as a new member. Yes.
Yes.
Which is great news for the Water Authority. That helps on so many different fronts, and you'll hear more about that a little bit later. We've had a number of issues we've been working through with our wholesale water supplier, Manitowoc Public Utilities. I'm also pleased to report that we are basically through all of that. We have resolved all the outstanding issues with Manitowoc Public Utilities, so that end of the relationship is on really solid ground at this point, which is great news because that is a long-term relationship. And then skipping some of these other ones that you can take a look at, we also were able to add $500,000 to one of our key reserve funds that we keep on hand for unforeseen repairs, replacements, etc. So those are some of the key accomplishments for last year. If you can go to the next slide. That leads to some of the shaping factors for the 2023 budget. Again, I'll just hit a couple of the key ones here. In terms of issues, water use does continue to decline for some of the members of the Water Authority. Our capital improvement program will be a little bit bigger for 2023. It's still fairly reasonable. And then some of the economic conditions that we're all up against, inflationary impacts. We have investments that the Water Authority has. Maybe the Village is experiencing this too. They're not doing well. They continue to lose value. It's quite possible that we'd see a slowdown in some of the new development that has helped generate some revenues for the Water Authority. So those are the challenges. On the positive side, we are anticipating the Village of Denmark starting water service in 2023. They should have water online for about the last third of the year, so September through December. While our capital costs will be a little bit higher for 23, we do have some reserve funds that we set aside to help deal with that, because we anticipated that coming. We have potentially a grant from the Army Corps of Engineers that we'll use to leverage some of our capital program. And one of the key pieces that we were able to fine-tune is our water purchase expense. Part of that relationship with Manitowoc Public Utilities, we've been able to really sharpen our pencil as to what that cost is going to look like moving forward. It's been a variable for a while. They've been due for a rate case for some time. Well, they're finally into that rate case. And we went into that rate case with a good agreement with them. We actually had a memorandum of understanding with MPU in place. So we have a really good idea of how that's going to turn out, and we could be more focused in how we budget for that, which is our main operational expense. So let's go ahead to the next slide. Let me know if you have questions on any of these, but that kind of leads to the goals then that the Central Brown County Water Authority has for next year's budget. One was to manage that jump in capital costs that I just mentioned. We set aside funds this year to help smooth the rate impact of next year's costs. And as I just explained, we've been able to clarify that main expense of water purchase by having an agreement in place with Manitowoc Public Utilities. And also with Denmark on board, we've been able to work with them to kind of figure out what their water use projections will be. Their water purchase will be a little different than the charter members, as we've kind of talked about in the past with the amendments to our contracts that all the members approved recently. Well, within the last couple of years, that's recent, right? And then last goal is always the same. Maintain financial stability for the Water Authority by having adequate funds for our operating and fixed costs, meeting the compliance with our bond covenants, and maintaining a healthy balance of unrestricted cash. So we're on line with each of those within the projected budget. The next slide is a familiar story. But if you're new to this story, it's basically this, that in 2006, when this all started, water use quickly went down. Water use on average by households and businesses nationally has been declining, which is good when you think about water conservation, but a challenge when you're thinking about supporting the finances of a major piece of infrastructure. It's a little bit hard to see, but from 2022 forward, the color of the line changes, and it kind of splits there depending on what kind of projection you use. As we look to the future, that slow decline in water consumption could continue, or if you really focus on the last few years, the trend has kind of been a stabilizing trend. That dashed line in the background that's hard to see is our minimum water purchase from Manitowoc. We have a minimum amount that we have to pay for regardless of whether we use it or not. In the last several years, we have not used it, so we've paid for water that we haven't used. The good news on this part of the story is that's going to change. Even with Denmark only on for a third of the year, and with them being a relatively small community, we're so close to that take-or-pay line, they're going to put us over the top. We shouldn't have to be worrying about take-or-pay charges anymore once they have them on board. And that projection for the future hasn't taken Denmark's water use into account yet. So that story should be changing. But that's been the general trend. It's been a downward trend in terms of water consumption, but has stabilized over the last few years. And the next slide, please. As you take a look at the specifics for Alloway water consumption in the village, that has held true here. And what you'll see in the table off to the side is the projected water consumption for the village of Alloway in this proposed 2023 budget at 385 million gallons. And as you look up the chart, it's a pretty significant drop from previous years. And as you probably know, one of the biggest water user in Alloway is the prison. And they have implemented some pretty significant water conservation measures. We've seen the impacts of that already this year, and we expect that to continue in 2023 and following. So the village's share of water use is projected to go down. And you can go to the next slide. Just hitting some other highlights of the proposed 2023 budget. Here is the capital improvement program for the next 10 years out. The focus for 2023 will be some improvements in a couple of the member connection stations. Denmark will be a new facility. We're paying for equipment in there, metering and controls and what have you. And then the town of Lawrence is expanding as well, and they have a second meter station coming online. The other major expense in the capital program for next year is additional stabilization of the Lake Michigan shoreline, where we've got some pipeline relatively close to the shore. Lake levels are coming down. It's not as much of an emergency as it was a couple years ago, but we need to keep working on that. Those are some highlights of the capital improvement program. We can go to the next slide. Just in terms of the Water Authority's budget, big picture, if you're new to the Water Authority, our total budget is between $12 and $13 million per year. And what you can see in the chart is the largest chunk of that, about three quarters, is debt service. So with the relatively new infrastructure, that is still our major expense, is repaying the costs of that new infrastructure. After that, our largest expense is our water purchase. So that wholesale water that we purchase from Manitowoc Public Utilities and put into the pipeline for the members is about 18% of our expenses. Other operation and maintenance, a little less than 6%. Our capital program for next year at about 3%, and then a really small sliver of contributions to reserves for 2023. Sometimes that's bigger, sometimes that's smaller, but generally that's how it works out. So if you can jump to the next slide, getting into some more details of year-to-year comparison of expenses. Once again, you can see the biggest change right at the top there is capital improvements. We had a smaller capital program this year, about a $200,000 jump for 2023, with capital program at $400,000. Our water purchase expense, even though we expect to use more water, as I mentioned, we've been able to clarify what that's going to look like for the future. So we're actually able to drop that and take some of the uncertainty out of the budget. So that goes down a little bit. Our other operating expenses are up about the same amount. And then we have a flip-flop in how we're using reserves this year as compared to contributing or using some reserves in 2023 as compared to contributing to it for this year. So that's an overview of our expenses, and when that in total, that's about a 0.3% increase in expenses, so pretty flat as you compare 2023 to 2022. The next slide shows some more detail when you also bring in revenues. And as I mentioned, interest income, non-existent, the revenue that comes in through new connection fees probably going down. So when you take those into consideration, it's a little bit more of an increase, a 0.6% increase in expenses when you bring in the changes to revenues as well. So let me know if you have questions on any of those details. Otherwise, I'll get into the rates. This is the summary of the charter member wholesale water purchase rate proposed for 2023. So we're at $4.86 per 1,000 gallons for 2022, going up just a little bit to $4.87 for 2023. And as you can see, we still have the two major components to the structure of the rate. The members pay a fixed annual amount to cover the debt service and operations, and that's tied to our bond covenants. But last year we switched to a volume-based portion for the capital program and the budgeted contributions to reserves. So you can see how those rates break out. So most of the charges the village pays will stay a flat level amount each month, but there's a little portion of that, the capital program contributions to reserves, that varies from month to month. And that's been working well so far since we made that change. So a slight increase in the rate, and what really drove that, believe it or not, is the debt service. But that's because the charter members are, on the whole, using a little bit less water. So there's a slightly smaller denominator that resulted in a penny increase on the debt service component of the rate. This is new. The customer member rate that the Village of Denmark will be paying is based on all the contract amendments that we worked on with the charter members within the last couple of years, and then the new member contract for the Village of Denmark sets these specifics. They have all the same basic components to their rate, but they'll pay as a customer member entirely on a volume basis. So they don't have a fixed amount each month. It goes up and down with their water use, and the goal is that all of our members will have that opportunity in the future once the initial debt's paid off. So we're doing that now with our customer member. The capital recovery rate is basically a discounted version of the charter member's repayment of the debt. So Denmark will be contributing to repayment of debt at $1.10 per 1,000 gallons. All the other parts of their rate are identical to the charter member rate. So they pay the same operations rate, same rate for capital program, budgeted contributions to reserve. So that comes up to $2.38 per 1,000 gallons, which is why they have a different type of membership. They're a custom member class, like different privileges and responsibilities. And so when you all get So in terms of Alloway specifics, as I mentioned, the local share in Alloway of the total water consumption is projected to go down for next year. And then in terms of that estimated budgeted amount of water use that we set at budget time compared to actual after year-end true-up, that gap has been increasing. So for those reasons, it made sense to lower that estimated that budgeted water consumption for Alloway for next year. So those factors working together mean a pretty substantial reduction in budgeted expenses for Alloway. And if you look at the chart, the bottom line there is about $93,000 less water purchase expense for 2023 for the village. So sure, let's go to the next slide. This is, as you know, it's a great oversimplification of how it would actually work out, but try to give you a sense of what that budget impact is on a water bill in Alloway. It doesn't work out this way, but if all 5,567 water utility customers in Alloway use the exact same amount of water, that would be down an average of $1.40 per month per customer as compared to the 2022 water bill, or about $17 decrease for the year. And that's also only with respect to the wholesale water purchase component of the water bill. Obviously, there's other things on there as well. So just for sake of comparison, I provide that. And then, yep, we can go to the next one. Looking ahead to 2023, these are some of the things that we will be working on. Many initiatives from our strategic plan and other things happening in the water regulatory environment that we'll be responding to. So that is a brief overview, and certainly open to any questions that the village board has for me.
Just one quick one. Yeah. When is the debt going to be retired?
2035 is the final year of the existing debt. Yep.
And when you negotiate the rates, negotiated, I guess, with Denmark, obviously helped out the Water Authority and the rest of us by getting them on board. So there was a little incentive there to try to make their rate a little more positive in their opinion.
Right, right. So the water purchase rate that the Village of Denmark ends up paying is more competitive in the market of, you know, what you could get from other water suppliers, right? So there's kind of that litmus test. But then in terms of the benefit to the charter members, yeah, you have to keep that in mind, right? It's, yes, they're paying a lower rate, but as I mentioned earlier, that take-or-pay charge goes away with Denmark on board, so that's an immediate benefit. And then that first component of their rate that I showed, the capital recovery contribution, we collect that in 1 year, and then in the following year, we use that to directly reduce the amount that the charter members are paying on debt repayment. So that'll help ease the burden for all the charter members, too.
And had they had their own wells, or where were they getting their water before?
Yeah, very similar to the other Central Brown County Water Authority members. They were on groundwater wells. Their main issue was with water quantity. They were actually having trouble getting enough water out of their wells, more so than water quality.
Okay. Any other questions for Nick? Well, we thank you very much for being here tonight, sir.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Keep
for
up
all
the
that
good
you
work.
Guys do.
Okay, we will move on to item number 5. Is there anyone in the audience who would like to speak on something that is not on this evening's agenda? Thanks for being here. Okay, we're going to close the public comment section and move on to item number 6, action regarding authorizing resolution 2022-18, recycling intergovernmental cooperative agreement. Mr. Gene.
On a yearly basis, we put together a grant, DNR grant for recycling. In your packet this evening is an intergovernmental cooperative agreement that is required to be eligible for the grant, just in case that Brown County communities work together to collaborate to provide a consistent recycling program. With your acceptance of that, I can then go ahead and submit the recycling grant.
Dinook, do I have a motion on this item?
Move to approve.
Trustee Atwood, do I have a second? Trustee Green, any discussion? We have a motion to approve the recycling intergovernmental cooperative agreement and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item number 7, action regarding comprehensive plan project. Mr. Fuller.
All right, sorry about that. So what's before you today is a draft of the citizen participation plan that Brown County put together for us. The comments that are highlighted are staff comments that were made to Brown County and were incorporated. This has been through Plan Commission. They recommended approval with the changes noted. And I guess quick background on what the citizen participation, what the intent is of this plan. As you know, we're over the next 12 months or so, we'll be working with Brown County Planning to update our comprehensive plan. And this participation plan identifies upfront, ahead of that project, the different opportunities the public will have to participate in the plan. We set several meetings, several different points for the public to give input. So this is just to ensure that no member feels like they weren't aware of different opportunities throughout the process.
Okay. And we're going to be taking action on two items. One, first of all, the approval of the plan, and second, approval of the Citizen Advisory Committee.
Yes, so the Citizen Advisory Committee, we we went back and forth deciding if Plan Commission should be the one kind of steering or guiding the comprehensive plan update, or if we should have a separate standalone committee. Ultimately, we decided that the best route seemed to be having a separate committee made up of what we recommend, made up of a member from each of the main standing committees, as well as some community members as well, and Village Board Trustee. We anticipate there being about 6 meetings total throughout the 12-month period, and the input would be, or I guess time commitment would be minimal, but the input would be necessary just to make sure that we're staying on track of what those other committees are working on, and then getting that citizen input as well. That would be another opportunity for citizens to participate.
Okay. I saw in one place where it was recommended, or a question was, should we include a member of the village board, but it wasn't in the paragraph, I don't think, for the makeup.
Okay.
So if that's what we want to do, we would need to make sure that's in there.
Okay, sure.
Okay, any questions for Trevor on this? We'll go with A first, the plan.
And this is our 10-year kind of plan, correct? The comprehensive plan update?
Right, yeah. The state statutes require municipality to update every 20 years, or take a look at revising it every 20 years and update it every 10. So we last updated in 2013-2015, but the original plan was created in 2003. So we're hitting about a 20-year milestone of the original plan.
Okay. So is this a revised?
Yeah, this would be a little more robust than just an update.
Okay. Okay, I will accept a motion on item 7A, approval of citizen participation plan. Trustee Green.
Move to approve.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
Second.
Trustee Genrich, any discussion? I think it was a good plan, getting as much input as we can from as many people as we can, a cross-section. Nice. We have a motion to approve and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item number 7B. Approval of Citizen Advisory Committee. Do I have a motion on this item?
I would move to approve.
With the addition of a village board member or without?
With.
Okay. So it is a member from each committee, a village board member, and the rest being made up by residents. Okay. Do I have a second? Trustee Green. Any discussion? When do you think you might bring recommendations?
I do have a few volunteers already from 3 of the committees, and so I will reach out to 2 of the other committees, and then if maybe Trustee Sampson or Harris volunteer because they're not here.
Can I add that to the
Well, they're both on committees. We can make one of. We can give them each one.
Right, but I would hope to have this back October 18th.
Okay, and I would encourage you to, on the resident area, to get a real good mix of people with different interests and that sort of thing.
Do you have one other or one young individual that reached out to me and was interested?
Okay, great. Okay, we have a motion to approve the Citizen Advisory Committee and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item number 9, we're skipping 8. Item number 9, action regarding special event authorization for a step ahead for Malia fundraising walk at Green Isle Park on October 9th. This is a private fundraiser walk to benefit the Hydrocephalus Association, the Polymicrogyra Awareness, and Ronald McDonald House charities that support families of children with health issues. It is taking place on Sunday, October 9th from 9:30 a.m. to 12 p.m. They expect somewhere between 60 and 80 participants. It will take place in Green Isle Park. And seeing that this is the first time this event is taking place, it comes to the village board. So I will have accept the motion on this item. Trustee Deutsch, do I have a second?
Second.
Trustee Genrich, we have a motion to approve the event and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. We wish the Decor family great success with their fundraiser. Item 10, action regarding authorizing Resolution 2022-14, Urban Forestry Grant. Mr. Clerk.
Yes, thank you. We're applying for an Urban Forestry Grant for 2023 through Wisconsin DNR for tree planting purposes to help in reforesting a lot of the ash trees that we've cut down. So the grant itself, looking at about a $35,000 grant. This is a 50-50 cost share grant, and the village's portion of about $17,700 or so would be labor and equipment. And then we do have to pay for the trees, purchase of the trees up front, but then we get reimbursed. So it's a reimbursement grant. So
okay.
We're hoping to, I'll be sending this in this week, and we hope to hear whether or not the village would receive that grant by mid-November.
How many trees do we hope to plant?
Approximately 100.
Of what variety?
A wide variety, because okay. We seek for diversification of our urban forest, so that this doesn't happen again.
Okie dokie. Any other questions for Chris? I will accept. Excuse me. I will accept the motion on this.
Move to approve.
Trustee Atwood, seconded by Trustee Green. Any discussion? We have a motion to approve the Resolution 2022-14 for Urban Forestry Grant and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item number 11, 2022 Construction Project Update. Coming to a close.
Our 2022 construction projects have been completed. Both projects included a street repair project, which consisted of the resurfacing of 8 village streets, included construction of a new sidewalk north of Longview Avenue from Doty Elementary School to East River Drive, and then on the west side of East River Drive from LeBron to Hoffman. And the third project was a water main repair project, which consisted of drilling in a new 14-inch water main pipe north of 172 from Love Street to Beaumont Street.
And all the projects went well?
They did, yeah.
Well, thank you for your hard work and to your staff. I've seen people, elderly people, walking along East River on those new sidewalks, and they look very happy. Okay, moving on to item 12, report on No Mow May initiative.
So as promised, I'm bringing this item back, and what I believe I shared with you in the past is Becky, our neighborhood compliance inspector, had done a test plot and noticed that beginning parts of May, there wasn't an issue, but towards the end of May, it really took off, getting upwards of 14 to 18 inches in length. the grass. We did have a mix of resident input on both sides of the issue. And I think the conclusion we came up with was there's a few things that we could look at doing, educating the public on different items that we currently do or are about to do as far as like our native prairie ponds that we plant and different low mow grass initiatives. And then as well as different things residents can do. They can have native prairie garden beds. They could have educate them on not to use herbicides. Different things like that that might also help those pollinators, which is the intent of the No Mow May. We could do that and also promote more beehives in the village. We do allow that. We could do all that without making the change. If we did want to make a change, we could also go the whole month of No Mow May, or we could, Becky and my recommendation, be a delayed Mow May or no mow until May 15th, because that's really when it seemed like it exploded the grasses. And by that point, we did, there were a lot of other flowers up, tulips, a lot of other species of early spring flowers that would provide that, I guess, that food source for those pollinators. So the biggest thing, though, would be whatever we do, we want to send out a really clear message of what we're intending to do, why we're doing it. Why I think it's the biggest part. This is kind of tricky on the issue. And there are other communities that have gone the route of registering for No Mow May, and it just seemed like that if we went that route, it would be really labor intensive for staff. And be it wouldn't be something that we would I think get a big benefit from. Mm-hmm. So I don't have this as an action item here tonight, but I do plan on bringing it back. I just first wanted to give the report to the board, let you think about it. We do want to, I do plan on bringing this back. Maybe next week or by the 18th for sure, because we would, whatever we do decide we want to do, we want to get into All About Halloween Guide. And that gets put together and sent out at the end of October. So.
Okay. So when you bring it back, can you bring also examples of what we plan to do to help educate and what the opportunities are for the residents? Any questions for Trevor?
With communities that either promote it, I don't know if anybody mandates it, but would they, like Chris, with parks, is De Pere kind of no-mow May? What do they do with their parks? They don't mow at all till June? Or, you know, and how does that go over? I mean, I don't know.
Now, from the public parklands perspective, I don't believe that they necessarily take part in that.
Okay.
You know, there might be areas within their parks that are off, you know, out of the way, those type of areas that they might delay the mowing. But in a lot of the heavily used park areas, you would still need to manicure those, you know, whether it's athletic fields or
sure. Okay.
Or that. I think it's more of residential than it would be necessarily, you know, the public lands.
Okay.
You know, there's other things that can be done on public lands, like Trevor mentioned. You know, the stormwater ponds, other areas, you know, we're looking at here in the village, we're looking at installing some pollinator habitat areas. So, you know, there's other ways to go about that too.
Okay, thank you. We will move on to item number 13. Is there anything a fellow trustee wants on the future agenda item? Hearing none, I will accept a motion to convene in a closed session pursuant to Wisconsin Statute 1985-1E, deliberating or negotiating the purchasing of public properties, the investing of public funds, or conducting other specified public business whenever competitive or bargaining reasons require a closed session, specifically developers' agreement. Mr. Sampson's not here, so who wants to make that motion? Trustee Green.
So moved.
Do I have a second?
I'll
Trustee Genrich. Any discussion? Roll call. Trustee Genrich.
Aye.
Trustee Atwood.
Aye.
President Rafter. Aye. Trustee Green.
Aye.
Trustee Deutsch.
Aye.
Thank you. We are in close. Thanks for being here. Motion passes. We are back in open session. There is nothing to take action on as a result of the closed session, so I will accept the motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Trustee Atwood, seconded by Trustee Deutsch. We have a motion to adjourn and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. I thank you very much. We are adjourned.